Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Driving buzzed or high is illegal. Just call a sober ride. If you feel different, you drive different.
An Iowa man has been charged after a boat crash at Central Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks left one person dead. The accident happened around 10 p.m. Saturday night at the 4-mile marker at the Osage Arm. Records say 59-year-old Kelly Wise of Atlantic, Iowa is in the Miller County Jail charged with boating while intoxicated. The body of 39-year-old Jason Russell was found yesterday afternoon. A preliminary estimate to repair levees damaged by flooding along the Platte and Missouri rivers has been pegged at $1.15 billion. Brent Martin has more.
The Army Corps of Engineers' Tom Brady says the price tag is likely to go higher when floodwaters recede and the inspectors can actually view the damage. The cost could go down as well.
Because when we see the damage on the ground, then we may find that we are able to cut back on some of our estimates. But that's just something we won't see. We won't know until we can get engineers out on those 850 miles of levee.
Brady says for now, the Corps is going with the billion-dollar cost estimate.
That number will change once we get boots on the ground and we're able to actually look at the levees that are damaged and assess what it takes to repair those.
It will take at least a couple of years to fully restore the levees damaged by this year's flood. Brent Martin for the Missouri Net, St. Joseph.
Sedalia's economic development director says a massive $400 million steel mill being built is transforming the West Central Missouri community. Jessica Craig says that Charlotte-based Nucor, the nation's largest steel producer, has already hired about 150 employees and that there are 500 construction workers on site.
From electricians to welders to fabricators to equipment installers and those individuals that are doing dirt work and site prep.
The steel worker jobs will pay an average of $65,000, and the plant is expected to open in November. Craig encourages applicants to visit Nucor's website. Missouri's new budget year is underway.
The new $29.7 billion state budget will give a 3% pay boost to state workers. $8 million will go to flood recovery efforts, and $3.5 billion will fund Missouri's K-12 public schools. The plan also includes $50 million in general revenue for bonding to repair 250 bridges. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Authorities have identified a 29-year-old man who died after his car crashed and overturned during a police chase in eastern Missouri's Crawford County, just west of Bourbon on Friday. According to the Highway Patrol, Shane Louder of Leesburg was fleeing from a Crawford County deputy when he lost control of his car. Louder was pronounced dead at the scene. And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. That means Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $150 million. That's a $99.2 million one-time cash payout. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.